With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Federal cuts have come to the food bank in Santa Cruz, KZU's Amy Mayer reports.
Second Harvest of Santa Cruz County was expecting about $350,000 from a U.S. Department of Agriculture program. CEO Erica Padilla-Chavez says they planned to use it to buy proteins like chicken and milk. Now that's been canceled.
These are commodities that help round out the nutrition that we provide to our community and are rather expensive for food banks to procure without federal assistance.
And she says another $400,000 in federal money to buy from local farmers is slated to end this fall. In response, she says Second Harvest has launched a Bridge the Gap fundraising effort. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
Today is Cesar Chavez Day, the holiday honoring the founder of United Farm Workers. The union is planning a march in Kern County. Communications Director Antonio De Loera says labor and immigration have always been intertwined and both are hot-button issues. Right now,
despite the kind of national mood being so grim, I think it's fair to say the UFW is stronger than we were 10 years ago. You know, if you compare Cesar Chavez Day 2015 to Cesar Chavez 2025, the UFW is larger by thousands of members than it was in 2015.
De Loera says farm workers from the Central Coast are expected, and union leaders at UC Santa Cruz say some of their members will be joining the march as well. This is KZU News. I'm Dylan Music.